Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, great. Now, I saw one of your columns here recently in the newspaper. Had to do with one of the numerous defunct colleges that existed at one time in Hunt County. And I don't know if Hunt County was unique in that, or if that was true of just counties throughout East Texas.
That was the South in the 1890s.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the New South was popping up. They had money. They had, and they wanted their children educated. And these weren't the former plantation owners. These were merchants, small farmers, whatever, and they wanted their children to have a better education.
Now, the college you wrote about specifically was in what is now called the neighborhood of Peniel, on
right.
the far northwest side of Greenville. If you're going to Celeste or Denison, that you would drive through
right.
it over there. But we'll tell a little bit about it.
Well, the religious group that was banking Peniel was the Texas Holiness University. There was a Dr. DeJernet over here at Commerce who had been a Methodist, and then he got this holiness spirit, which is very similar to Methodism, but it's just a little bit farther along. And he bought 53 acres of some beautifully wooded land right on the Sabine. And then a couple that he knew came, and they bought more, and they ended up with close to, I think, 95 acres, where they started a college.
And it was called?
It was first called Texas Holiness University. And then the name was changed to Peniel University. I think I have that right.
Uh-huh.
And they started this college. A man named Reverend Earhart built the women's dormitory.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Go ahead.
He built the women's dormitory, and then they sold lots for the for homes around the college.
So the little neighborhood and the small town, which was its
right.
own community at one time.
It had its own post office.
Yeah, Peniel grew up around the college.
Yes.
Yeah. This was in what period of time?
This was about 1899 to 1920.
So around 1920 is when
it moved.
It moved?
Yes.
To where?
Bethany, Oklahoma. It merged with another Holiness University out around Abilene, and then they were taken over by this college in Bethany.
And does it still exist today?
Yes.
Is that
they have excellent archives.
Yeah, I think I have heard of that school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, it's Southern Nazarene University of Bethany, Oklahoma.
I've got to tell you about the deeds to the homes.
Well,
every house out had, you know, you get a deed, and in the deed was this codicil that said, I promise that I will not use or sell intoxicating beverages, different kinds of medication, which is, you know, cocaine or an opioid, and I will not have any tobacco. And I will not allow anybody in my household or who comes to visit me to do that. And if I'm caught, I will forego the deed to my property.
Wow.
Now, several people have discussed, is that legal? And I don't know.
Well, my friend James Ferris used to say that's why they built the courthouse. You know, we'll go there, we'll decide whether it's legal, so unless it was challenged. Now, there were, of course, and we've kind of commented on this before, we need to spend more time, but there were a lot of colleges.
Oh,
you said how many in Hunt County?
I have discovered at least 10.
Yeah.
Now, these are not only colleges, but what they call academies, or preparatory schools. They would have an elementary school, a high school, which was called a prep school, and then the college. Some of them were nothing really more than a high school.
Mm-hmm.
Some were very, very good. They all, except for the one where we are today, went bust by the Depression.
And that might have, and Mayo College, East Texas Normal College, might very well have suffered the same fate.
Yes, that's why they were. It was so desperate in 1917 to get the state of Texas to adopt Mayo College.
Mm-hmm. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes.
Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with the Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.